This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Bozeman City Commission banned some types of short-term rentals at its meeting last Tuesday, with members voting to increase restrictions on rentals listed on Airbnb, VRBO, and other booking sites. Commissioners voted 3-1 in favor of the new ordinance, which heavily regulates short-term rentals where the owner does not live on site, termed Type 3 short-term rentals, by the city. Bozeman will no longer permit Type 3 rentals, which some say take up valuable housing that could be used for local workers. However, commissioners will allow more than 100 of the Type 3 units that are already permitted to continue operating under a grandfather clause. Commissioners Jennifer Magic and Mayor Cindy Andrus supported the amendment, citing a shared concern that an outright ban on the Type 3 rentals would not meaningfully add to the city's housing stock and could erode trust in local government. I don't think we can forget about the fact that some of the folks we heard from tonight who own and operate Type 3 rentals also live and work in Bozeman, Mayor Andrus said, referring to a vocal majority who addressed the commission before Tuesday's vote. Bozeman resident Kent Madden was among those who asked commissioners to proceed with caution, saying that a ban on all Type 3 rentals in the city could have unintended consequences. Madden said, "Banning Type 3 short-term rentals is like doing surgery with a hand grenade. I think you need to be very, very careful with this." Madden owns two rental homes on South Bozeman Street and has seven tenants who are long-term renters. Madden said that he offers a large bedroom in one home as a short-term rental and that the income allows him to keep the rents low for his other tenants. The commission also voted to increase the yearly residency requirements for what it terms Type 2 short-term rentals, where the owner lives on-site but is not present during the rental period. That part of the ordinance increases residency requirements for owners of Type 2 short-term rentals from 50% of the year to 70% of the year. The Type 2 rental category also now includes subtypes that specify whether the rental unit is physically attached to the owner's home or is a separate unit on the same property. The commission will hold a final vote on the ordinance in November. The city will continue to accept applications for Type 3 short-term rentals until December 14th. Commissioner Christopher Coburn, who was the lone dissenting vote after the ordinance was amended to grandfather in the city's existing Type 3 rentals, said the city had missed an opportunity to provide housing for its citizens. Commissioner Coburn said he couldn't support the ordinance as amended, saying that the 104 rental homes preserved by the grandfather clause should be turned into permanent housing for locals. Addressing the city's housing emergency, he said, is more important than supporting rental property owners. "We have to do everything we can to make sure people who live and work in Bozeman are housed, full stop," Coburn said. City officials say they'll now work with various licensing platforms like Airbnb, VRBO, and Booking.com to prevent the restricted Type 3 rentals from coming online. Members of the group Bozeman Tenants United claimed Tuesday's vote as a victory, won through a months-long campaign to ban short-term rentals in the city. For at least the next 3 years, admission to the Yellowstone Art Museum in Billings is free and courtesy of an unlikely source, Walmart heir Alice Walton, daughter of the shopping giant's founder, Sam Walton. Alice Walton has a fortune of $68 billion, making her the 18th richest person in the world. She has formed a foundation called Art Bridges, which is donating a $240,000 grant to the Yellowstone Art Museum to waive admission fees for 3 years. The grant is part of the Art Bridges' larger Access for All initiative, which is funding 64 museums nationwide with $40 million in institutions in 36 states and Puerto Rico. The Yellowstone Art Museum averages about 12,000 visitors a year. The museum hopes that free admission will draw visitors who typically just drive by. The Missoula Art Museum currently does not charge for admission, and the Holter Museum of Art in Helena, which has had free admission since 1987, recently announced they will begin charging an admission fee in January. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.